Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Today on the Brian Lehrer Show, it's our annual end-of-year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2013? Call in right now and put yourself to the test. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Now, this year, as usual, if you've heard these in the past, we will give you a prize, a piece of WNYC swag, if you get three in a row right. But also this year, you will be playing for the place where you live as we pit different localities in our listening area against each other. We will note if you're calling from the city, from Long Island, New Jersey, Westchester, and other points north, and a category we'll call America and the World if you call from outside the New York metro area. We'll keep score for each area, and then in our last half hour, we'll have a championship round for the last two areas, or I should say the best two areas, the two areas that have gotten the most right answers. Of course, you don't have to remember all this. You just have to call in and answer questions on the Brian Lehrer Show end-of-year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2013? 212-433-WNYC. Now, there is a small price of admission to play this year. Give us a 2013 headline from your neighborhood or your world that's worth mentioning on the air so everybody else can hear it. The headline can be some news from your block or your community that doesn't usually make it to the radio. It can be a headline from your personal life if you want it to be. But this small price of admission to play the news quiz this year is to give us a 2013 headline from your neighborhood or your world that's worth mentioning on the air. And again, the headline can be some news from your block or your community that doesn't usually make it to the radio, or it can be a headline from your personal life if you want it to be. 212-433-WNYC. Each caller will get three questions. You'll score a point for your hometown for each right answer. If you get all three right, we'll take your address and send you that piece of WNYC swag. And, of course, you get bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party as a Brian Lehrer Show 2013 News Scholar if you get all three questions right. So were you paying attention in 2013? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And as your calls are coming in, here are those categories again. So show up and represent the city, meaning anywhere in the five boroughs, New Jersey, anywhere in the state, Long Island, Nassau, Suffolk, Westchester, and points north, including Connecticut and Rockland, Putnam, Dutchess, Orange, you're all included. And since we know people listen on live from online from everywhere, our final category is America and the world. We've gotten calls from France and Japan and the Cayman Islands and Amsterdam, as well as all over the United States. So America and the world, call up and represent from anywhere, after that country code, it's 001, right? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. It's the Brian Lehrer Show end of year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2013? Now, attention screeners and everybody else, because some of you are going to wind up getting bumped so that we have each of the categories on the line. Attention screeners, keep some lines open there. And at the moment, we need Long Island calls, points north calls, and America and the world calls. So we're going to clear some lines for you, and let's jump right in. Jody, did you say start with line 7? All right. Anne in the East Village, you're our first player for the city of New York. Hi, Anne.
Good morning. I love your show, and you're just so wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, who had 2013's most famous afro?
De Blasio's son.
What's that first name? I'll already give you credit for this, but what's that first name? All right, he's Dante De Blasio.
Dante, yes. And the sister is just a princess. I saw her in the neighborhood recently. She's adorable with those little roses in her hair.
All right, and that happens to be the bonus question here. This is, you won't get penalized if you don't get this. But the bonus question is, what is the name of Dante's sister?
Uh, Sharia?
Close. Sharia, I think, is an Islamic law.
So one
point for New York City there so far on this answer, and it's Kiara.
Kiara.
Kiara. And here's a clip for posterity's sake from one of the ads featuring Dante endorsing his father.
Bill de Blasio will be a mayor for every New Yorker, no matter where they live or what they look like. And I'd say that even if he weren't my dad.
All right, so you've got one point for New York City so far. Here is your second question. The number two Googled book of the year is an old book, a classic, but it got a new life this year as a Hollywood remake. What book that you probably read in ninth grade got Googled the second most of any book during 2013?
Great Gatsby?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Keep calm now. Just don't freak out, Anne, okay? Yes, and of course you know the Great Gatsby's famous last line, right? So we beat on, boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the past, until Leonardo DiCaprio stars in the sequel, Gatsby Reloaded, coming to a theater near you, summer 2014. No, I'm kidding. That's not how the book ended. All right, third question. One of 2013's biggest viral stars was Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield. He answered questions on Reddit. He did instructional YouTube videos showing how you drink water in space. And he recorded a cover version of this song that got almost 20 million views. Check it out.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the paper.
All right, what's that song? What's the name? You got to give me the exact name of the song and give me the artist.
Sir David Bowie. Space Oddity, Ground Control.
With one little tweak to that answer, it's just Space Oddity.
Okay.
But you got it right, and then we'll just lop off those few extra words that you're saying. And you're our first Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar of 2013.
Oh, I cannot tell you how happy that makes me.
And you score 3 points for New York City, too. How about that? So now remember the price of admission.
Yes.
You are supposed to tell us a 2013 headline from your neighborhood or your world that maybe didn't make it to the radio this year. You have anything in mind?
This just in. St. John's University is taking over a humongous space in that giant new black building on Astor Place in the East Village, which we call the Dark Star or the Death Star. And that means I am now thoroughly living on four college campuses between NYU, which has taken over every place, Cooper Union, and the New School, and now this.
St. John's,
I should be
huh?
in class. So,
yeah, right. You should go back to school and get a master's degree. St. John's, huh? They're out in Bayside, Queens, the main campus.
Apparently, they had a place in Tribeca that they just sold for God knows how many millions, and they're coming to my neighborhood now.
All right.
And it's the School of Risk Management and Actuaries. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Crunch all, the number crunchers will be there in force.
Believe
risk management and actuaries. All right,
yes.
Anne, thank you very much. Congratulations. Hang on. We're going to take your address.
Mary, happy, happy.
And to you, too. And we're going to take your address to send you your WNYC swag. Great start, right, to the 2013 end-of-year news quiz. Were you paying attention this year? Natalie in Montclair is up next. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Playing for New Jersey as New York City got off to a fast start there with all 3 points that it could get during Ann's call. You want to do the price of admission first and tell us some a news headline from your neck of the woods that maybe should be on the radio this year?
Can I do it after?
Yeah, sure. Okay. That means you're going to have to be thinking about two things at the same time.
It's true. It's
the answers to the questions and what it is that happened in Montclair in your world. But okay, let's start with the first question for you. 2013 saw the rise of Netflix as not just a TV and movie streaming service, but a direct-to-your-computer production company, changing the way people watch television. Name two prominent Netflix shows from this year. Any two. Can you do it?
Two prominent shows?
Yeah. Netflix produced.
Orange is the New Black?
That's one.
And House of Cards.
House of Cards is right. And the others were Arrested Development, Hemlock Grove, Problem Solvers, Bad Samaritans, and Lilyhammer. So Netflix really breaking out big in 2013 with its own productions, its own series and shows. And so that's one answer right. All right, here's a clip that we loved this year of your governor, Chris Christie, on election night.
People asked me for hugs to comfort them. People asked me for hugs to make sure I wouldn't forget them. People asked me for hugs just to know that the leader of this state cared about them.
All right. So we know at least one person who did not ask the governor for any hugs this year. It is the person who Chris Christie beat in that New Jersey gubernatorial election. So who was the Democratic candidate who Chris Christie so handily defeated in his reelection bid? Who was the Democrat who ran against Chris Christie this year?
Barbara Bono.
That is correct. And we thought, well, we didn't know if an individual would get it. You got it. But we thought, gosh, how many people out there in New Jersey actually even know the name of the Democrat who ran against Chris Christie? But, of course, it was
Bob. Well, I voted for her, so I hope I know her name.
And that's 2 points for Jersey right there, as you've gotten two in a row right. And Natalie in Montclair revealing her political preferences, too. And here's your third question. If you get this right, you get WNYC swag and the new scholar designation to bring to your New Year's Eve party. And New Jersey gets 3 points. So the cicadas arrived in the area this summer. Maybe you were one of the WNYC listeners who built your own cicada tracker through our data news project. How long until we see these brood two cicadas again?
17 years.
On the button, Natalie. How about that? You were paying attention in 2013. We have well demonstrated
it. I'm an NPR junkie. It's true.
17 years. Now, in your among your WNYC swag choices, you could choose there from Montclair a New Jersey public radio bag. That would be your choice. So there you go. Okay, we're going to put you on hold and take your address so we can send you that stuff. And congratulations.
What about my admission?
Oh, yeah. See? Now I almost forgot. So have you completed your mission?
Well, I thought of one that's very personal. Does that count?
Say it again, Natalie.
I thought of something that's very personal to my life.
Yes, you may.
Okay, so I'm a gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one skill that I have not been able to do for 6 years, and I've been attempting to do, and last night I finally got it.
Awesome. What is it?
It's a back handspring on beam.
Describe it.
You stand on the beam, and you swing your arms, and you jump backwards onto your hands, and then you step down and land.
And so you can do that?
Backwards.
You can do that?
Yes.
Fantastic. Are you trying to prepare for the Youth Olympics or anything?
No, I'm 20, so I'm old for a gymnast. I just do it for fun, but I'm on a competitive team.
Great. Natalie, thank you very much. Congratulations on accomplishing your goal last night, on accomplishing your mission right now.
And thank you, Brian.
On being a news junkie who answered all three of our questions right. And hang on, we'll take your address. And 3 points for New Jersey from Natalie in Montclair. All right. Again, if you're just joining us, it's the Brian Lehrer Show end of year news quiz today. Were you paying attention in 2013? And you're playing not just for yourself today, but for your hometown. We're keeping track of right answers from the city, from Long Island, New Jersey, Westchester and Points North, and our America and the World category from anywhere outside the metro area. Were you paying attention in 2013? And we need an America and the World caller to get in line. You'll be the, I guess, second or third to next caller. If you're listening outside the metro area, anywhere else in the United States or anywhere else in the world, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We're saving a line for you. But Long Island is up next via Matt in Massapequa. Hiya, Matt. May I be
first
to wish you Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
All right. And first, the price of admission, which I forgot to just remind people of, resetting what we're doing. The price of admission is, folks, give us a headline from your neighborhood or your world, however you define that. You hear it can be a personal story, as Natalie gave us, if you choose. But it can also be something from your block, something from your community, something from your neighborhood that deserves to get a few seconds of airtime here at the end of the year. So, Matt, you have anything from yourself or from the Massapequa area?
I do. It's kind of personal. It's hear ye, Orange Julius's are back. We got a Dairy Queen, and they carry Orange Julius's. And as a young boy, the only thing that would calm me down at the mall was a pretzel and an Orange Julius bought by my mother. So it was nice to get the creamsicle back in my life.
Ah, there you go. What mall was that? Did you grow up on the South Shore?
Yeah, it was the Sunrise Mall in Massapequa.
All right. Here we go. You ready for quiz question number one?
I am.
Who is Argentinian Jorge Mario Bergoglio?
I'm sorry?
Who is this person? He's an Argentinian, and his name is Jorge Mario Bergoglio.
Oh, that is Pope Francis.
It absolutely is Pope Francis. He took his name from St. Francis of Assisi. He's the first Jesuit pope, first pope from the Americas, telling you a lot of things you probably know, but not the first pope from outside Europe, since the very first pope, Peter, was from Israel, and there were others from around the Mediterranean, including Syria and North Africa. But yes, Jorge Mario Bergoglio is Pope Francis. Question number two. Mary Barra became the first female CEO, or Barra, became the first female CEO in which major American industry this year?
General Motors?
General Motors is right. So the automotive industry. And just after the U.S. government sold its remaining shares in the company after the bailout, all told, the government recovered, by the way, about $40 billion of its $50 billion bailout. I don't know why, if they got that close, they couldn't have just gotten the other $10 billion back for the taxpayers, since the auto companies that were bailed out seem to be doing okay, but that's another show. But Mary Barra is right, so you got two correct. If you get a third one, then you win a piece of WNYC swag.
Yay.
And bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party as Brian Lehrshow News Scholar. Okay, this year, PolitiFact gave a misstatement by Barack Obama its Lie of the Year Award. What notable misstatement by the president has been designated the Lie of the Year for 2013?
Lie of the Year. The government takeover of healthcare?
Well, can you be more specific? Funny enough, they gave that, if I remember correctly, as the lie of the year last year, which really went to the Republicans, that Obamacare was a government takeover, which they said it wasn't. But the lie of the year this year, you're getting there, so we'll give you that reinforcement. It's Obamacare related, but it's such a specific thing, and it's been so much in the news that you should be able to get it.
Obama,
you got three more seconds.
Keep your plan?
Yes.
If you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan.
There you go. Congratulations, Matt from Massapequa. You are a 2013 Brian Lehrshow News Scholar.
Thank you, Brian.
And you get 3 points for the Island of Long in our area competition. So hang on. We'll get your address and send you a piece of WNYC swag. PolitiFact wrote, by the way, if you're curious, folks, boiling down the complicated healthcare law to a soundbite proved treacherous even for its promoter-in-chief. Obama and his team made matters worse, suggesting they had been misunderstood all along. The stunning political uproar led to this, a rare presidential apology. All right. There you go. All right. Well, we're doing pretty well so far. All of our first three callers, each of our first three callers have won their piece of WNYC swag by getting all three questions right and winning 3 points for their areas. So the city has 3 points out of a possible three. The island has 3 points out of a possible three. And New Jersey has 3 points out of a possible three. And 4 points north, We go to Alexis in Norwalk next. Hi, Alexis. Thanks for calling. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
So you have a Norwalk headline or an Alexis headline from 2013 as your price of admission?
Well, I actually just moved to Norwalk, so I don't have a Norwalk headline yet. I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, so if you don't mind, I'll give you a Cincinnati headline. And that is that finally Cincinnati is establishing a streetcar. So it seems to have taken us about as long to get a streetcar up and running as it has for New York City to figure out the Second Avenue subway line. But it is finally happening.
All right. Public transit comes to the home of the Reds and the Bengals and some very regressive politicians.
That's right.
but we won't make too fun of you for that, too much fun of you. All right. So we just talked about President Obama apologizing for that misstatement, or what PolitiFact calls the lie of – by the way, the lie of last year, we looked it up, was Mitt Romney's claim about the auto manufacturers. So it wasn't Obamacare related. It was for Mitt Romney in the campaign last year, what he said about the car companies, one of those things. But this year it went to Obama for saying, if you like your doctor, if you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. And he apologized for that. And speaking of apologies, here's another one from this year.
I want to apologize to everybody for the wrong that I've done. I want to learn and grow from this.
So who is apologizing, Alexis, and for what?
That sounds like a butter-soaked Paula Deen.
It sure is a butter and fat-soaked Paula Deen. And what was she apologizing for?
Being from Cincinnati, I do know about regressive racial politics now, don't I? She was apologizing for using any number of racial slurs, which came out during a deposition that she was giving in a legal matter.
That is exactly right. And I like how you upped your drawl there when talking about Paula Deen. I lived in Columbus for a little while because I got my master's degree in journalism at Ohio State. And Ohio is so fascinating because if you live in the northern part of the state, you are really in the north, right? Bordering
That's
on
right.
Michigan there, you are really in the northern United States. If you live in the east, you're bordering on Pennsylvania, so you're really kind of in the eastern United States. If
yep.
you live in the southeast, you're bordering on West Virginia, so you're really in Appalachia. If you live on the western edge, you're bordering on Indiana, so you really live in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And if you live in Cincinnati, by the Kentucky border there, you're really living in the south. And
That's
so
right.
Kentucky is like, I mean, Ohio is like the whole United States, practically.
That it is. I'm glad that you finally recognize Ohio as the epicenter of all things American.
And it has
every
single one of those accents represented in that whole relatively small area-wise state. All right, that is one right. Your next question. The election of this person makes this state from the first the election of this person, we're looking for person, and a state, makes this state the first mainland U.S. state to have two non-white senators. If that's a little confusing, I'll say it again. The election of this person makes this state the first mainland U.S. state to have two non-white senators. You got the question?
I think I have the question. I'm not sure I have the answer. Non-white senator,
making two non-white senators from that state, other than Hawaii, the first time that that has happened with a state in the U.S.
Dear.
You got three more seconds.
I'm going to miss this one.
Somebody's making their radio debut in the background there, I think.
That's right.
You got a baby at home who you're going to have to go take care
right.
of because they're squealing. The other New Jersey – well, the senator is Cory Booker.
Oh.
And the state obviously is New Jersey. The other senator, Robert Menendez. who is, of course, Hispanic. And so Cory Booker elected to fill Frank Lautenberg's seat in June. After Lautenberg passed away in June, the election was in the fall. And Lautenberg was the last member of the Senate, by way of trivia, to have served in World War II. So the generations pass, and from a Senate filled with World War II vets, there are none left. And for the first time, we have a mainland state with two non-white senators. All right, you get your third question. So you got one right, one wrong. And here's your third question. This summer, a picture went viral of a young boy standing outside the gates of the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., and he was sad. Why was this boy sad?
He was sad because the zoo was closed due to the government shutdown.
Absolutely right. And hopefully the government will protect your new baby from that fate by not having a sequester shut down again. But Alexis in Norwalk, thank you so much for playing with us. You didn't win the piece of WNYC swag by getting all three right, but you got 2 points for Connecticut there. And it's been really fun talking to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
So happy New Year. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. It's the Brian Lehrer Show. End of year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2013? We'll continue in a minute. It's the Brian Lehrer Show end of year news quiz. Today, were you paying attention in 2013? And you're not just playing for yourself today, but for your hometown, broadly defined. We're keeping track of right answers from the city, from Long Island, New Jersey, Westchester and Points North, and our America and the World category from anywhere outside the metro area. And we are up to that category right now and calling from Florence, Italy, is Neil. Hey, Neil, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Brian.
Are you a New York expat and you listen over there?
No, I'm not. I'm from California, but I've been living in Italy for more than 20 years, but I tune into WNYC all day long.
Awesome. I am so glad. So give us the price of admission, a piece of news from 2013 from Florence.
Well, Florence here, our local mayor, 39-year-old Matteo Renzi, has been elected the head of the PD, the leftist or left-of-center party, and is quite likely to be prime minister in the future if the left wins. So that'll be a big change as almost all the politicians in Italy are quite elderly, so it could be a generational change.
No Silvio Berlusconi.
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 Yeah.
How did I forget?
He's finally out.
All right. So now you're going to play for America and the World. And by the way, just a reminder to everybody else calling in to play the news quiz that is the price of admission. You have to give us one 2013 headline from your neighborhood, or your world, however you want to define that, personal, city, community, and then we'll give you three questions. And if you get all three right, you win a piece of WNYC swag. And we're counting up points for the different locality categories that I just mentioned. So this clip made a bit of a splash this year, Neil. We don't expect you to know who said it, but just give us the context. Listen.
At what point must a female senator raise her hand or her voice to be recognized over the male colleagues in the room?
Were you paying enough attention to United States politics?
I remember it. It was a hearing about what was it about? I know all the male senators kept talking, and the women didn't get recognized.
Well, not quite, though. You're on the right track, kind of.
Yeah. Was it about the rape in the military?
No, that's another one where I think some of the women aren't feeling heard, although the main dispute there in the Senate turned out to be between two female senators, Gillibrand of New York, and who's the other one from another state who didn't want her bill to go through to take the enforcement out of the hands of the chain of command. But this was a different story, so he didn't get that one right. The speaker was Texas State Senator Letitia Vandepute, if I said her name right.
Now I remember, and she was trying to stop the
She was speaking up on behalf of Wendy Davis, another state senator in Texas, who's the one who became famous by filibustering through the night to block a bill that would impose new restrictions on abortion. So she was speaking up in support of Wendy Davis's filibuster to help it keep going, and that's what that clip was. All right? Okay. Sorry, Cowboy, you didn't get the Texas question right. Now, question two. What was Anthony Weiner's nom de sexte?
What was it? Let's see.
Now, I know you're in Italy, not France, but I've got that little, you know, francification there.
Uh-huh.
Nom de sexte for Anthony Weiner was what? People all over the world are yelling it at their radio right now.
Shoot.
With a little nod to another Mediterranean country.
Yeah, it's not coming to
all
me.
All right, it's Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger, right.
Third question. Right. 750,000 people a day pass through this New York City landmark, which turned 100 this year.
Washington Square Arch?
Not the Washington Square Arch. Nice guess. It was Grand Central.
Uh-huh.
Grand Central turned 100 this year. We will give you a bonus follow-up and still one opportunity to win 1 point for the world. You're letting down the whole world outside the metro area by not getting these points. What is the full name of Grand Central? And if you can tell us that, we'll still give you 1 point for America and the world as a bonus question point.
All I'm going to be able to say is Grand Central Station.
Oh, that's the common mistake that everybody makes. It's Grand Central Terminal.
Uh-huh.
But, Neil, thanks for calling. I'm so glad that you listened to us from Florence. Keep listening, and we'll talk to you in 2014.
Okay.
Call in
Thank
on something that's going on during the year, okay? Thanks a lot. And just by way of background, one of our favorite fun facts about Grand Central, the Zodiac ceiling is depicted backwards. Did you know that? Some people say that's because it's God's view. We say they just screwed up. Former U.S. poet laureate Billy Collins, however, was a guest on the show this fall. He was commissioned to write a poem for the Grand Central Centennial. And here it is. You've probably seen it on a subway poster. The city orbits around 8 million centers of the universe and turns around the golden clock at the still point of this place. Lift up your eyes from the moving hive, and you will see time circling under a vault of stars and know just when and where you are. That cool poem that you may have seen on the underground from Billy Collins. Okay, it's the Brian Lehrer Show end of year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2013? As we rotate through the categories as you play for your area, New York City, Long Island, New Jersey, Westchester and Points North, and America and the World category. And now that we've gone through that rotation once, we come back to a city contestant, and we talk to Anna in the Bronx playing for the city of New York. Hi, Anna. Thanks a lot for calling in. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Brian.
You have a piece of news as your price of admission, a headline from the Bronx or from your world in 2013?
I'm right here by Van Cortlandt Park, and there's some, I guess, a little bit of controversy here. There's a trail that goes up into Westchester County, the Putnam Trail, and apparently some folks want to improve it by paving it over. So
doesn't sound like you're for that idea.
I'm not sure. I do ride my bike on it a lot, and having some pavement actually might might make it a little easier to ride the bike. But
yeah, I've got. I'll disclose. I have a stake in that. When I ride that path, I don't live too far from you.
Uh-huh.
And I've gotten stuck in the mud and had to pick up my bike and carry it till the end of that little stretch there, so that I could go north on pavement from the county line. So
yeah.
I'm pro pavement, but I know that not everybody is.
Yeah, it can be a little hairy sometimes.
All right. By the way, the score so far after one full round, New York City, New Jersey, and Long Island each have 3 points because our callers got all 3 questions right. Points North has 2, and the world has 0. Here we go for more points for New York. If Anna in the Bronx near Van Cortlandt Park can get these questions. This year, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel told reporters this.
If it looks like an antenna, acts like an antenna, then guess what? It is an antenna.
What was Rahm Emanuel talking about?
An antenna.
And I'll give you a clue. It does have something to do with New York.
It's not that thing where there's going to be a high-speed connection for Wall Street or for the finance thing?
Yeah, well, not exactly. What it really is about One World Trade Center, also previously known as the Freedom Tower, the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere and the fourth tallest skyscraper in the world by pinnacle height. Its spire reaches the symbolic height that it was designed to reach, 1,776 feet for 1776 or 541 meters, in reference to the year the Declaration of Independence was published. The Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat, did you know there is such a thing?
No.
Ruled that One World Trade Center's 408-foot spire is a permanent feature that brings the building's height to 1776, making it 325 feet taller than Chicago's Willis Tower. But if they had ruled that it was merely an antenna for, you know, radio signals, basically, and television signals, then it wouldn't have counted as part of the integral height of the building. Rahm Emanuel objected to the ruling that it is an integral part of the building. So that was that. All right, next question. This year, former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor expressed some misgivings about a really, really, really notable case. She told the Chicago Tribune, quote, maybe the court should have said, we're not going to take it, goodbye. What case was Sandra Day O'Connor talking about?
Roe v. Wade?
Famous, maybe not quite that famous. Bush versus Gore. Pretty famous. The Supreme Court case that halted recounting in the Florida presidential vote in 2000, basically awarding election to George W. Bush. All right. Third question. According to exit polls, Bill de Blasio won every single demographic. I'll start that again. According to exit polls, Bill de Blasio won every single demographic over Joe Loda, having to do with age, race, religion, income, gender, and more, except one. Which one? Where he tied with Loda.
How detailed is it?
Well, it's, you have to put two demographics together.
Okay.
So that's a good question.
White men?
White men is right.
All right.
With white men, he tied with Joe Loda, and there you go. So 1 point for the city of New York from Anna in the Bronx. Anna, thank you so much for playing. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
All right. And we go back to New Jersey next and talk to Sean in Roxbury. Hey, Sean. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How you doing?
Good. Great. Thank you. Price of admission. You have a 2013 headline from Roxbury or elsewhere in your world?
I do. Actually, our local landfill started releasing fumes so bad that we evacuate the surrounding neighborhoods.
That is bad. That is definitely bad. All right. Question number one. One of the top three most watched YouTube videos of the year turned into an internet meme. It includes the name of a Manhattan neighborhood and ends with a jump cut to a dance party. Everyone from The Simpsons to the Miami Heat recorded a version of this video. What is it?
The Harlem Shake.
It is absolutely the Harlem Shake. And do the Harlem Shake. All right. We could segue right into What Does the Fox Say, but that's another show. Next question. This influential Cold War era politician passed away this year. Here is a clip. Who is speaking?
He would rather the poor were poorer, provided the rich were less rich. That way you will never create the wealth for better social services as we have. And what a policy! mercy. Yes, he would rather have the poor poorer, provided the rich were less rich. That is the liberal policy.
Who was that? Do you know, Sean?
That would be the Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher.
That sure would. And she remained a polarizing figure in death this year as crowds celebrated and conservatives expressed outrage over the disrespect that some of her detractors voiced at the passing of Margaret Thatcher this year. Okay, that's two in a row, right? Playing for the bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party and a piece of WNYC swag. 2013 was just the eighth time in history that this happened at the Baseball Hall of Fame. But this year was seen as particularly different because it sent a message. What happened with respect to the Hall of Fame, and what was the message?
There were no new inductees, and it was about the use of steroids in baseball.
Absolutely. All right. Sean from Roxbury gets 3 points for New Jersey in our 2013 end-of-year news quiz regional competition, and you win a piece of WNYC swag. So hang on. We'll take your address off the air. Sean, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
And we go next to Jimmy in Bayville. As Long Island is up next in the regional end-of-year news quiz competition. Hey, Jimmy, Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Price of admission. Give me a headline from Bayville or elsewhere in your world from 2013.
Well, on July 4th, we celebrated that Shore Road was open again as means to access Bayville again after it was severely damaged by
Sandy?
Superstorm Sandy, yeah.
Wow, it took till the 4th of July, huh?
Yeah, well, we had pretty extensive damage on the road, so, and it was a real hardship for the people on the east end of Bayville.
Absolutely.
To get in there.
So I'm glad it got back, and here's your first quiz question. Four of the top five Googled people in 2013 were pop stars. Name any two of the four.
Pop stars. Kanye West. Jay-Z.
Actually, neither Kanye West nor Jay-Z is on this list of the top five of the four pop stars who were four of the top five. The answers were Miley.
Lady Gaga? Oh.
No, and she probably was in the past. I mean, it's not YouTube videos either. It's the top five Googled people. So it's Miley Cyrus, Drake, Justin Bieber, Beyonce, and Kim Kardashian was the fifth, so didn't get that one. Which Latin American leader, who once called the U.S. president Satan, passed away this year? Or devil?
Chavez.
Yes, Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. Last question. This February, what happened at the Super Bowl that led to all sorts of conspiracy theories, from the league trying to rig the outcome of the game to Beyonce's halftime performance just being too powerful to handle?
I would say it's a blackout.
It certainly was the blackout.
1, 2, 3, 4. Let's get it. It's so crazy right now. Most incredibly, she girl. This should be history in the making.
Sing. All right. Was that so powerful that it blew out the lights at halftime at the Super Bowl? That was Beyonce's second mention so far in the news quiz, by the way, and there are more to come. So, Jimmy in Bayville, let's see, what'd you get there? You got 2 points for Long Island. So thanks a lot for playing, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks for having me on.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show end-of-year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2013? Keep calling us, as you're not playing for yourself today, don't forget, but for your hometown. We're keeping track of right answers from the city, from Long Island, New Jersey, Westchester and Points North, in our America and the World category from anywhere outside the metro area. As people finish up, all our lines are full right now, but as people finish up, you can call in to play 212-433-WNYC. And if you get three in a row right, you win something for yourself, too, a piece of WNYC swag that will send you in the mail and bragging rights as a new scholar for your New Year's Eve party. It's the Brian Lehrer Show end-of-year news quiz on WNYC. Were you paying attention in 2013? Now, remember, you're playing not just for yourself today, but for your hometown. We're keeping track of right answers from the city, from Long Island, New Jersey, Westchester and Points North, and our America and the World category from anywhere outside the metro area. Remember the price of admission. You need to give us one 2013 headline from your neighborhood or your world. It can be personal if you want, or from your block or community. But were you paying attention in 2013 as people finish up on our lines, which are currently full? 212-433-WNYC. We are up to Points North next. Oh, an update on the score. Let's see. New York City has 4. New Jersey... 6 points. So New Jersey is winning so far. Long Island has 5. And now we're up to Points North second round. And so far they have 2 points. You'll get 3 questions each. Rachel in New Haven, you're on WNYC. Happy New Year. Thanks so much for playing.
Thanks so much for having me, Brian.
And do you have that price of admission, a headline from
your world? I do. And since I'm from New Haven, it is Yale gunman believed to be a hoax.
Oh yeah, that was just this week, right?
No, it was about a few weeks ago. Oh. Someone called and said their roommate was going to come and shoot up Yale campus. Police shut down the campus, but nothing was found. So
oh right. Oh, you know what I was confusing it with? The Harvard hoax.
Oh yes, the Harvard gunman.
The Harvard bomb scare hoax, which was earlier this week. So what is it with those Ivy League kids?
People wanting to, you know, destroy the Ivies. I don't know.
Or just delay
exam stress?
Delay finals for a day or something. I don't know. Okay. Interesting. Now, here we go. This Queens graffiti mecca, and of course these questions come
Five
up.
Points.
At... yes. But you don't know the end of the question, which is,
okay,
how do you spell it?
P-O-I-N-T-Z as in zebra.
Awesome. Rachel, are you a graffiti artist by any chance?
I am not, unfortunately, but I do see a lot of work, and I think it is an underappreciated art form.
And so for people who didn't know what we were talking about, this Queens graffiti mecca got painted over this year. What is it and how do you spell it? 5 points with a Z. Next question. In 2013, thousands of Americans ripped off their plastic yellow bracelets after
Livestrong.
They heard this news. What?
Livestrong from Lance Armstrong because of the Tour de France scandals and his steroid use.
Exactly. That's how you put it. Here's how we heard it on Oprah.
That is a guy who felt invincible, was told he was invincible, truly believed he was invincible. That's who that guy was. That guy's still there. I'm not going to lie to you or to the public and mm-hmm. say, I'm in therapy. I feel mm-hmm. better. Mm-hmm. He's still there.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Rachel in New Haven with 2 right answers. In fact, I'd say the record so far for speed answering the questions before I even get them out of my mouth. So awesome. All right. And your third, playing for your New Year's Eve Ryan Lehrer Show News Scholar party bragging rights and a piece of WNYC swag. Your third question is a multiple choice question, so you're going to have to wait and listen to all
okay.
the answers. Guardian editor Alan Rusbridger recently claimed that the paper had published what percentage of the files obtained by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden? What percentage of the Snowden files leaked has the Guardian actually published? 1%, 10%, 80%, or 99%?
Could you repeat that? How many percentage? What's the?
1%, 10%, 80%, or 99%? What percentage did the editor of The Guardian say that they published so far out of what they got from Edward Snowden?
I don't know. I'm going to go with 80%.
And the answer is 1%. Isn't that incredible?
1%? I got one wrong. Oh, I feel bad now.
The NSA has spent hundreds and hundreds of man hours trying to figure out how much Snowden took, and they still don't know and may never know, according to New York Times reporting. But since they can see what's out there that's already been published, they can kind of get a sense of how huge this trough of data is from the editor's estimate of 1%. But you did a great job, Rachel. You got 2 points for Points North.
I'm sorry I couldn't get the other one. Hopefully my speed will make up for my lack of knowledge of percentage of Edward Snowden.
That's right. Good job. Thank you very much.
It was lovely speaking to you, Brian.
Rachel, thanks again. By the way, folks, also today we launch our one and only Best of 2013 project. It's the best photo of 2013. In fact, it's your best photo of 2013. Each year we ask you to scroll back through the photos on your camera phone and send us your best picture. We know many of you take so many photos through the year. Maybe they end up on Instagram or Twitter in some cases, but it's time to show your best photo to the world. In years past, we've ended up with really amazing submissions. This is definitely one of our favorite projects of the year. We're collecting them on our website starting right now, and then a photo editor is going to select his or her favorites. We'll compile the best of the best as a slideshow on our site and even invite a few of you to come on the show and discuss your photos during New Year's week. So go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehr Show for instructions to upload to us your favorite one or two photos from your phone that you took in 2013. No cute kid shots, no cute pet shots, no selfies unless they're really, really, really interesting. But other than that, anything goes. All right? This is WNYC. FM HD and AM New York, WNJT FM 88.1 Trenton, WNJP 88.5 Sussex, WNJY 89.3 Netcong, and WNJO 90.3 Toms River. It's New York and New Jersey Public Radio. Back to our news quiz now. Time to go to our America and the World category. That is anybody not in the metro area playing for the rest of America and the world. Our previous caller in this category was from Florence, Italy, if you were listening last hour. And we go now to Robert in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Robert, you're on WNYC.
Morning, Brian. How you doing?
Good. Do you live there and previously have lived in New York, or how do you come to listen to us from Ann Arbor?
Well, I'm 23 years old. I spent my first 22 years living in North Jersey. I'm actually originally from Roxbury, like one of your previous callers.
How about that? And do you have the price of admission, which is a headline from 2013 from Ann Arbor or Your World, however you want to define it?
I do. Something truly horrible happened in Ann Arbor this year. Last month, the Ohio State Buckeyes came here and defeated the Michigan Wolverines by 1 point in the football game.
But then Michigan State beat Ohio State.
Yeah, but we're rivals with Michigan State, too.
Yeah.
I'm at the University of Michigan. So.
Doesn't make Michigan feel any better. I know U of M feel any better. But, yeah, you're right. It's horrible. But think of it this way. You've got no pretentious Ivy Leaguers calling in bomb threat hoaxes or staging fake gunman incidents.
Well, that's very true. That's very true.
All right. Question number one. This summer, mysterious barges appeared in the San Francisco Bay. These floating warehouses were soon revealed to be the home of a super-secret project by what company? The mysterious barges in the San Francisco Bay turned out to be the home of a super-secret project by a well-known company. Which company?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. I must have missed this. Google.
Google is right.
Oh, great.
Did you guess because it was San Francisco Bay, so it was out there by Silicon Valley?
Yeah, just a lucky guess.
Google finally responded to the growing speculation that it was everything from a floating data center to new movable showrooms for Google Glass. Google said it's considering using the barge as an interactive space where people can learn about new technology. It sounds a lot like a store on a boat, but there you go. All right, next question. This currency was valued at $13.50 on January 1st of this year. It reached a peak of over $1,200 this fall, but is now valued at about half that and falling fast. So what currency bubble got inflated, deflated, reinflated, and maybe about to pop altogether in 2014?
I think that's Bitcoin.
That absolutely is Bitcoin, the virtual currency. Bonus follow-up. You won't lose a point for this, but you'll get a point if you get it. You win the entire news quiz, in fact, if you can clearly explain what a Bitcoin is in 20 seconds.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I don't use Bitcoin, but I think computers essentially are mining Bitcoins, and eventually there's only going to be a set number of Bitcoins. After a certain point, they'll stop making them, and they'll value their value. Sorry?
Three, two, one. You got a few of the details, not enough to win the point for clearly explaining in essential definitional terms what a Bitcoin is. But still, you've got 2 points for America and the world, and you get a third question. Here is Florida Senator Marco Rubio giving the GOP response to the 2013 State of the Union address. This clip has not been edited. That's a clue.
In the short time that I've been here in Washington, nothing has frustrated me more than false choices like the one the president laid out tonight. The choice isn't just between big government or big business. What we need is an accountable, efficient, and effective government.
So the question is, why was there an awkward pause in the middle of that Marco Rubio audio?
Would you be able to replay the audio, any chance?
Nope, takes too long. Takes longer than it should have taken you to explain Bitcoin.
Yeah, well.
But the awkward pause, well, go ahead. You want to take a shot at it?
Oh, my gosh.
What did he do during that response that got so much news attention?
Oh, I should know this.
Sorry, Robert. He reached for a sip of water. It was very awkward, and everybody was, even though it was silly, was talking about how unpoised he was, and that was that. So let's see, was that three questions? Yeah, so you got two of them right. So you get 2 points for America and the world in our 2013 news quiz. Nice job. Thank you for playing. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Brian. You too.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC with our end-of-year news quiz. That's 2 points for the world. So we start the rotation over again.